Blog Talk Radio.
Rewind sometime. If I ain't do this shit,
it's holiday season, bitch.
Who would do it like me? I ain't saying I'm cocky, but
I'm in my mansion.
I'm good.
Count Benjamin. Ride for us. Ride Henry. Ride
Tracy.
Ride Bentley. Ride IA, and you know I'm gonna pull up and get my flex on. Get my flex on. Get my flex on. Get my flex on. I pull up, get my flex on. With a red bone. In a hell on. She got her head on. Pull up, get my flex on, red bone her hell long. I'm talking about the cash, bitch, y'all ain't know. And strip club throwing hella money, bitches come to the front when we come through the door. Need some of my shooters come through when the four pulled up and some you can't even afford. Put the gloss to your face, make it chin straight. Nigga, fuck, I look like a baby boy. Pulled up on the curl of the door. I think my car bipolar. He be shutting the door on these hoes. He be telling me they got Ebola. Hopped out with the rockets at home. Look at that fat motherfucker, that's booty. Pulled up so fast, that booty. You would think it was, had my car fucking zooming. 4K TV, they can't the receipt. Fuck you talking about, I'm cheap to the keys. I be rolling up that cheap to the keys. All these fucking bees, they need to take me a seat. I be counting G's from the A to the Z. Call me still bomb, they debating on me. 1, 2, 3, the gang count on me. I'ma drive the car, get in the passenger seat. I'm in my mansion, counting Benji. Ride for us, ride Henry. Ride straight, ride Bentley. Ride IA, you know I'm gon' pull up and get my flex on. Get my flex on. Get my flex on. Get my flex on. I pull up, get my flex on. With a red bone and a hell on. She got her head on. What I'm riding so fierce. Haters in review mirror. Irritating health era. Off of Chiso some beer. Police in front of me. My car transformed to a shield. And I'm so motherfucking high. My car transformed to a hell. Let's call it. Pull up what's hell. Then partner. Niggas ain't in my roster. Do you know magic, partner? Only thing I first got in my mind. No Tony, I am a grinder. We head, I am, your honor. Green head, I am, little mama. I swear that bear in my partner.
I'm in my mansion. Count Benji. Ride for us. Ride Henry. Ride straight. Ride Bentley. Ride IA. You know I'm gonna pull up and get my flex on. Get my flex on. Get my flex on. Get my flex on. I pull up, get my flex on. With a red bone and a hell on. She got her head on.
Real slow, gangsta living in the club. Pop it. collar. Real players in the club, wearing gators in the club, then about to blow a dub. 313 all night in the club. Two fat chicks, girl, fighting in the club. Sat there, blows on the mic in the club. Keep it hyped in the club, crowd run straight up. Bring back stench on the night in the club. Sat back, Kevin Black drunk in the club. NFL records show me love in the club. On tour to the club, and I'm feeling juiced up. It don't start cracking till 12 in the club. Ladies, give it up. Girls, show me love. It don't start cracking till 12 in the club.
West side.
It don't start cracking till 12 in the club. Ladies, give it up. Girls, show me love. It don't start cracking till 12 in the club.
East side.
West side. Yo, fat man, VIP in the club. World court, sit with me in the club. Organized chaos, throwing bowls in the club. Cool vibe in the club and out of inner city club. Big girls doing they thing in the club. Fat city dance floor packed in the club. It's a worldwide party going on in the club. In the zone, in the club, and I'm about to come up. I'm loving your style, Brazilian child. You and me, baby, about to get buck wild. Gold skin tone, black natural hair. Fat man, come through with the sap off air. Game over, and that's fat in the blood. Hook like a city, y'all feeling my buzz. From the 313 to the 702. For all the clubs, yeah, they just join with you. Fat, it don't start cracking till 12 in the club. Ladies, give it up. Girls, show me love. It don't start cracking till 12 in the club. Westside, what's up? It don't start cracking till 12 in the club. Ladies, give it up. Girls, show me love. It don't start cracking till 12 in the club. Westside, what's up?
You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's another episode of Live After Five with the Fat Man. You know, it's Wednesday night, or is it a Tuesday night? I think it's Tuesday night, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So what's going on, everybody? You got to forgive me. Yesterday I had technical difficulties. Yesterday and Friday I had technical difficulties. It's like this new stuff and everything going on with this software and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, sometimes my internet is out and everything like that. And you know what I mean? So I do apologize. Last Friday, we were supposed to have my man Kasabian in our spotlight corner. But tonight, we're going to interview him tonight to make up for Friday because, you know, Fat Man tried to be a word of his, you know, tried to be a man of his word. And everything, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so we're just going to try and interview him tonight, you know what I'm saying? See what he's going, see what he's doing, and where is he going with this Empire Music. I know he's the first person that I knew that was talking about Empire Music, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to interview him tonight and talk to him and chop it up and see what he's doing. I know he said he got a couple of video shoots coming up. And everything, you know what I'm saying? But you got your boy Fat Man rolling with you live from direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It was a fun, packed weekend. Of course, you know, I was hanging out with my man DJ Amaze this weekend, you know what I'm saying? He had me all up in the strip club and everything doing my damn thing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, hopefully that's going to be a every weekend thing over there at Larry's Villa, but I'll know a little bit more. And everything like that there, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, y'all, you know, it's just we just getting it in out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, the last weekend's topic was do our children respect our adults? I've been hearing a lot about mothers and daughters fighting and everything. And I mean mothers and daughters fighting to the point to where they're hurting each other. They're knocking each other's teeth out. Everything like that. Angie Stone had just caught a case about fighting her daughter because her daughter wants to come in the house and be disrespectful and everything. We was grown and brought up in an age, if you was an 80s baby, you was brought up in an age to where you was to be seen and not to be heard. You know, it was only certain things you could say to your mother and your father and everything, and only certain things you could say back to your mother and father without them coming to knock your teeth out. You know, one of the biggest sayings is, I brought you into this world, I'll take you out. You know what I'm saying? And kids these days, I don't think that they take their parents very seriously. I don't think that they realize the sacrifice that their parents have given up for them. You know, whether if it be the music business, whether if it be the family business, any business at all. I don't think kids really know the sacrifice and what their parents sacrifice for them to be a part of whatever it is you want to be a part of. You know, I really think that, you know, a lot of these children that's growing up these days are ungrateful. You know, we do things and we make sacrifices. We make sure that we have everything under the sun that they could possibly ask for, and they still want to tell us where to get off at and how to kiss their ass and everything, like, you know, everything of that nature. From what Big Mama used to tell me, you ain't been on this earth long enough to get mad at me. You ain't nothing but gristle. You ain't been here long enough to get mad at somebody and tell somebody where to get off at, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? And I agree along with her. No one has been here long enough to tell me where to get off at and how to do this and how to do that. You know what I'm saying? And it starts within the home. I was grateful enough to be able to raise my daughter, and still raising my daughter, Victoria Pearl. And yes, they will try you. Children will try you. They will see how far they can get. They will see how far they can test you. They will see how far that they can push you and push you to the edge. It's just that we have to be strong as parents, and don't let them push us to that far to where we feel that we have to put our hands on them. We have to be strong as parents to where we don't let our children push us that far to where we're talking to them very disrespectfully out in public. We can't expect to be in our child's lives, and we haven't been in our child's lives. When I say that, that means we've let our mothers and our fathers and our grandmothers raise our children, and now we want to try and raise them now after they're 14, 15, 16 years old, 17 years old. Well, now you're raising a grown person. You're not raising a child anymore. You're raising a grown person. You're raising an adult. And you can't expect to pick up with that adult where you left off at, meaning you can't expect to pick up with that adult and figure that you can chastise him or her out in public, or chastise him or her and you haven't been around. It's a lot of things that when we are absent parents and not in the household and hasn't been around, there's a lot of things that we miss out on. There's a lot of things, a lot of the growing process that we miss out on. And it is not fair to the child for us to come back into that child's life and figure that we are going to make a difference and be able to tell that child what direction to go into, how to go into that direction, what to do, what not to do, because that is not fair, because we haven't been in that child's life. And we just can't seem, we can't come back and figure where we're just going to pick up where we're left off at. I'm living through that somewhat right now. You know, I have a son that's incarcerated out there in Oklahoma, and me and him have had a rough relationship. Although that I have been around, we have to learn how to stick this out. You know, sometimes we are around and the other parent will tell the child that you're not around. You know what I'm saying? So, we got to be aware of that. You know, we got to be aware of what's going on in that child's life and be a part of that child's life. So right now I'm playing a little bit of catch up with my son. It's sad to say, but yes, he holds a grudge against me because of what happened. it wasn't my fault on what happened, but when you're not getting the whole story and you're just getting half of the story, then this is what happened. Ladies, I asked of you to not to play these games with a man when you have children involved. When you have children involved, you can't play these games. You must let the child know that you do have a father, that the father is active in your life, and vice versa. Men, you must let the women know that they do have a mother and that the mother is active in their life. You know what I'm saying? It is not fair for a child to be raised without knowing who both of their parents are. I believe in co-parenting. I believe in raising a child. You know, it takes a village to raise a child. Sometimes you just can't do it all alone by yourself. I give props up and give a big shout out to all the ladies out there that are raising these young black men that are turning into be young, successful black men and entrepreneurs. My hat goes off to you, my ladies, because it takes, they say it takes a man to raise a man and it takes a woman to raise a woman. Well, it doesn't seem like it these days. It seems like, you know, it takes a woman to raise a man and it takes a woman to raise a woman. It's sad to say that a lot of our fathers are not in place. A lot of our fathers are not in the homes like they should be. I was fortunate enough to have my father in the home and have both of my parents in the home. I have my mother, my father, my grandmother, and my father's mother in the home. So I was very, very blessed and very, very fortunate to have these people in my home. So to think about being disrespectful and saying something out of the way, saying something that I didn't have any right to say, just being disrespectful for the hell of it. Yes, I was supposed to be snatched up. I was supposed to get the taste slapped out of my mouth. I was supposed to be disciplined. I believe there is not enough discipline going around these days. Ladies, stop browbeating your men. Stop whenever your man has something to do and whenever it's the things that he has to do that is important to him, stop coming up with these lame-ass excuses of things that you got to do that's important to you all of a sudden. That is not fair. You wonder why men and women aren't staying together long enough. Now you're seeing all of the same-sex marriages. I don't know what a man could do for me that a woman can't do for me. I don't know what another woman can do for a woman that a man can't do. I know one thing we can't do, and that's procreate. We can't procreate together when it's me and another man together or when it's you and another woman together. You cannot procreate, so that's one thing you cannot do. You can only be a shoulder to cry on. You can only be a good sex buddy or a good sex partner, and in that case, that's not even good either, because just necessarily because you have another woman or you're in love with another man don't necessarily mean that he or she is rocking your world right. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. To me, I enjoy some pussy. I got to have some pussy. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. I don't see nothing in men. I am very straight. You know what I'm saying? I love a big, full-figured, big black woman. I love a woman, okay? And I'm pretty sure there's some men out there that agree with me, but I don't knock anybody that if that's their preference, that's their preference. I'm just making a point right now. It takes a two-parent home to raise a child. We can't be mixing our children up today and everything. That's just like when a parent is gone and is incarcerated. You're incarcerated for so many years and everything like that. You don't get a chance to speak to your child. You don't get a chance to interact with your child. The first thing that your child says when you get home from being incarcerated is that you wasn't here. You was not here. You wasn't here when I went through such and such and such and such and such. You wasn't here when I went through blah, 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 blah. And that's true. We must make it a point to be there in our child's lives. I am making it a point now to make sure that I'm in my daughter's life. Me and my daughter, my daughter stayed with me for a year went through some things, went through my mother's death, some things like that. Now I'm going to get a chance to get my daughter back, and we're going to do this all over again. Me and her parent, me and her mother, we believe in co-parenting. She keeps her for a year, I keep her for a year. And we try and agree and co-agree on the discipline when it comes to our daughter. You know, it takes a, like I say again, it takes a village to raise a child. You know what I'm saying? And in some cases, that leads to what we're talking about tonight. Tonight, we're talking to a young man who has been doing his music for so long and everything like that till he's already been independent. Me and him been doing music for so long till we don't know what it's like to have a team. I don't know what it's like to have a team when it comes down to doing music. It takes a team to be successful, you know, and if you don't have a team that's trying to be successful with you, then there is no team. You know, there is no I in team. There is a I in me, but there is no I in team. And I think that's what we forget, and that's something that we lose here in Vegas, that we do not work as a cohesive team. We do not work as team members. We work as individuals. If you ask me, Vegas is too cliquish. As far as when it comes down to working together and being being men and women of their word. I know I keep my word with everybody. I tell everybody I'm going to interview you on my show, and that's what the hell I do. I either call you up or either you get in touch with me and I interview you on my show. I be a man of my word. I've had people promise me to get in the studio, and people promise me to get on tracks, and people promise me to let me host these shows and host that show. Well, you know, I tell you like this. Excuse me. I tell you like this. You know, Fat Man, thanks you for the offer and this, that, and the other, but fuck you and your offer, because I'm going to make sure that I have what I need to do. I love everybody and got much respect for everybody out here in Las Vegas, California, Detroit, beyond Florida, everywhere that I work with people. My name reigns for a long way. You know what I'm saying? I'm known overseas. You know what I'm saying? But, and people ask me, Fat Man, why do you say those things? Why do you always come at people and go, well, you said you was going to do this? Because I believe in this business, entertainment business, nor in life business. You must be a man or a woman of your word. If you can't keep your word, who do you expect to believe you? Who do you expect to invest in you? Who do you expect to put their word or their nuts on the line for you if you can't do it yourself? If you can't keep your word with me, how do you expect me to find someone to invest in you? How do you expect me to want to invest in you my last dollars or my last favor that I could call in and use in your behalf? You know what I'm saying? So sometimes in this business and sometimes in life, all a man has is his word. That's all you have. That's all you have is your word. And some people are very big sticklers in this business about a man keeping his word. If I can't depend on you and your word, who else am I going to depend on? If I can't depend on you and your word when you say, yo, Fat Man, I'm going to make sure that I have that song to you. I'm going to make sure I have that proposal to you, and I'm going to beat that deadline. How can I take your word for it that you're going to beat the deadline and that you will beat the deadline? It's all on, in this business, it's on checks and balances, okay? You have to be a man of your word. You have to come through when you say you're going to come through. We already get half-ass put off in this business. We already got shiesty-ass promoters in this business and everything like that, shiesty-ass people in this business. We even have shiesty-ass artists in this business that say one thing and do another. We even got shiesty ass radio stations that say one thing and do another. And these people and places exist out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I've had several artists or several radio stations hit me up and asked me, well, Fat Man, why are you talking about my radio station and blah, 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 blah. I talk about everybody's radio station. Please don't hit me up and expect me to bite my tongue. Please don't hit me up and expect me to tuck my tail and run. If I've said anything about you and your radio station or anything, it must be for a reason. It must be for a reason. And this goes to show that when you throw hot water in a pack of dogs, a scalding dog is going to holler. Because I've been throwing hot water in a pack of MCs and a pack of radio stations and a pack of radio personalities, and only one person and only a couple of people that I've known has hollered like scalding dogs. Now, once again, I'll do this again. If there's anybody out there listening that maybe thinks that Fat Man is a little too harsh, or his words are too verbally harsh, or what I said about your clique or your group or your music or your radio station, it just struck you the wrong way, then please feel free to call me here at my radio station at 734. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get this right, because I don't want to. It's 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. And if you can't reach me at the radio station, my radio station is closed, please feel free to hit me up on my cell phone at 702-475-1109. That's area code 702-475-1109. I don't duck and I don't dodge anyone when it comes down to what I believe in. When it comes to being a real man, if you don't believe in anything, if you don't stand up for what you believe in, you'll believe in anything. Okay? So I know where I'm going because I know where I came from. And where I come from, we're not afraid to call a spade a spade. We're not afraid to speak the truth. And where I come from, I'm going to speak the truth. A lot of artists is running around here without proper representation. A lot of artists is running around here saying that they got representation and management and this, that, and the other, and your representation and your management ain't doing shit for you. If you're still doing local joints, such as the Bunkhouse, such as Boomers, I don't knock nobody that do Boomers. I just don't do Boomers. I just don't do the Bunkhouse. I just don't do the beauty bar. Why? Because I have more pride in my music and in myself than that. It comes a time to where you have to elevate yourself higher than the local game, than what you're being involved in. You know what I'm saying? You have to put yourself on a higher pedestal than what you're already placing yourself on. It's different than putting yourself on a pedestal and being placed on a pedestal. So I would rather place myself on a pedestal than to be put on a pedestal. Not beating anybody down, not dissing nobody. I think it's a lot of great talent out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I think it really is. I just think it's undiscovered because people can't work together. We got too many people too busy trying to be something that they're not. Why don't you try being yourself? I don't get to where this is the only place that I know where people will dick ride and bite ass out of another motherfucker. I've never seen that shit before. You got to be creative in the shit that you do, okay? And on that note, y'all, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back in just a little bit with my man, Kasabian. We're going to get into this Empire Music and see what's going on with him and talk to him, you know what I'm saying? If you got any questions, any answers, any comments, anything to say to him or his Empire Music or about his Empire Music, you hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810, y'all. We're going to be right back with my man Kasabian and Empire Music, y'all. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Ha!
The West Coast made me do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this damn fluid.
Ha! What? Yeah. Ha!
The West Coast made me do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this damn fluid.
So Long Beach, that's what my mama told me. Brought me to the Dells in 88, so they mowed me. A young reputable, rider and respectable. Fuck any Migos and bitches on the testicles. I'm a legend, I've been banging since 11. Always packing me a weapon cause the O stay threatened.
What?
Get that bossa, always talking wasa. I mob up in the club and knock the drink out your taza. Rasa, you didn't know about them killers. Cowboys, West Side, Long Beach, nigga. Affiliated con la mierda, no me joda. Boricua, vendiendo la droga en copitola, pendejo. No venga con la mano y pidiendo. There's a hustle in every move, vendiendo chocha hasta pelo. Fat man, you know I had to get it. Any problems on my mama, we can surely deal with it.
The West Coast made me do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this damn fluid.
Ha! 313 to the LBC.
Huh. The West Coast made me do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this damn fluid.
With this grip, nigga. You didn't know that the fat man was a spit, nigga. Underestimated, cause I'm just a big figure. I'm taking all your shit, the fat boys be legit, nigga. You didn't know I couldn't spit, I got massive flow. Cause you see me on TV with a cooking show. You skinny motherfuckers, y'all niggas got to go. My rhymes are complicated, just like an obstacle.
Foot on the gas, cruising LV. Keep blowing on that loud, all mad, no C. Middle fingers to the haters as I'm trucking up the D. Just a East Coast nigga, and I'm repping 313. West Coast. Coast made me do it, sipping on that fluid. About to grab the mic and spit heat cause it's fluid. All you niggas in your crew better duck when I come through. See, walk your name out, this is 7-0 true. The land of the few, legend be my status. I got my skull family, what it do, nigga, what's happening? Barbecue slapping, fat man keep it cracking. A West Coast nigga with a East Coast passion. Y'all niggas keep me laughing, your booty ass rapping. You really think you relevant, you really just be passing. You fake motherfuckers, don't get it twisted. Jama's in the mix.
The West Coast made me do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this damn fluid.
And I'm whipping 313 to the LBC.
The West Coast made me do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this damn fluid.
Hanging out on the motherfucking West Coast. Y'all know who it is. Fat man. Yeah, yeah.
Take a chance off the world, baby girl, yeah, that's how we ball. It ain't no limit to this money, girl, I got it, you can spend it all, You say you're loving me, never leaving me, girl, yeah, not at all. That's how we ball.
Trips across the main line, baby, we the same time, verbal. We together, but we have a great time. Cherish every second that we spend. Clockwise, darkness ain't involved in my life. You my sunshine. Palm trees, dipping the pool, feeling the wind breeze. Sunset, lay in the sand, watching the stars beam. Bone cup leaning, you sipping on martinis, taking off your bikini. Start to lick up on your titties, watch the sunrise. Loving every moment, cause you all mine. Dance for a second when I kiss you with closed eyes. Love the way you smell, that Chanel got me crazy. And proud up in public when they ask if you my baby. Your homegirl shady. You know they all hate me. Bad to the fact that they single with babies. Baby, they can take a lesson from my queen bee. Nah, let it rise with that energy of all.
Take a chance off the world, baby girl. Yeah, that's how we ball. It ain't no limit to this money, girl. I got it, you can spend it all. You say you're loving me, never leaving me, girl. Yeah, not at all.
Independent, own money, push your old 12. Hair done, white tips, scratching on your toenail. Exotic late trips that we take just to blow cash. R&B nights at the club, so we slow dance. Walks in the park just to talk, girl, you and me. A home playing bones, bumping yaya, flipping Hennessy. You stay smiling, one of the things that keep me focused. Satisfying, knowing that my boo ain't with emotion. Trips across the world, seeing things that we dreamed of. Buying out the store, showing foreigners what the cream does. Money makes the world go round, but we ain't stressed. stressing. Just loving and living life and counting all our blessings. Keep it smiling. Making sure our love never harden. Be the berry to your wife. Keep you in my secret garden. Where the sun just shines, then we both just fine. And the clouds form hearts that read you all mine.
Taking trips across the world, baby girl, yeah, that's how we ball, that's how we ball. It ain't no limit to this money, girl, I got it, you can spend it all, can spend it all. You say you're loving me, never leaving me, girl, yeah, not at all, no, not at all. That's how we ball.
Coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada. That was my man SK and Yaya. That's how we ball. And before that, that was your boy Yaya and Fat Man. It's the West Coast made me do it. You know what I'm saying? So we are out here doing some collaborations and everything like that. It's just that we need to bring more unity in our hip hop community out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's just my personal thought on it and my personal view of it. But right now, we're going to get into this interview of my man. We were supposed to talk to him last week, last Friday, and we had some technical difficulties and everything, you know. So right now, with no further ado, we're going to bring in my man, Kasabian. What's going on, man?
Man, what's going on, Fat Man?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much, man. I can't complain. Excuse me for hitting the buttons on the phone and everything. So listen, man, introduce yourself to everybody. Let them know who you be.
Man, let me hit them like a rapper from the early 2000s. You already know what it is. The boy Kasabian Lavo, Empire's Finest. I'm still doing my thing. I know they don't know me no more. I done lost so much weight, my boy. They looking at me like, who is this new guy? But I'm seven
yeah.
albums deep. Ain't nothing new about me. You dig?
Right, right. Without a doubt, man. Without a doubt, man. So what's going on? What's going on with Empire Music now, man? Like I was telling people, man, you was the first one that I ever heard talking about Empire and Empire Music and things like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Way before they didn't bring the reality show out and started selling the albums and this that, and the other and everything. You know what I'm saying? So what's going on, man? How do you feel about that?
You know, I'm going to tell you something. At first, I ain't going to lie, I was upset because my family was actually, we were approached and offered to do a reality show called The Empire Family. I turned it down because I didn't want to put my kids in that. I didn't think it was a good look. But I'll be honest with you, the show's pathetic. I think the show targets towards black people and it makes us look as a community as fools because they just got to say, so what, all rappers kill people and sell drugs? Like, I was a dope dealer, but I didn't kill nobody, motherfucker. You don't got to put that on TV like that. You got white people thinking that's how we act. Like, that's just bullshit because, you know, us as artists are very, very intelligent, and we do smart moves.
Right.
Just because you're a drug dealer doesn't mean you're a bad person, but in that fucking show, they make us look like such idiots. And you know what? Shout out to them. Let them make their money. But I'm just saying, as a people, we got to stop appreciating this stupid shit. Our TV show was going to be about a family that has good old-fashioned family values. That I'm teaching my kids the struggle that I grew up with, but I'm giving them a life that I never had. Like, my kids are doing things me and you ain't never had as kids. And I'm going to keep on pushing. I bust my ass every day for them to have that lifestyle because I don't want them to know what it's like to be up at 3 in the morning on the corner dealing drugs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I don't ever need them to even know what that's like. So when I see that show and they think that shit is cool, like, you know what? It's something that we reflect on because that's where we're from. So we talk about it. We rap about it. But at the same time, we can't keep glorifying this shit and holding our people down. We need to teach ourselves how to move on and upward and become entrepreneurs. And Empire, I've been rocking Empire since 2005, And even before that, but when I really came out with it, was like right when I graduated high school and I took on music real serious. And it's always been Empire. I'm never going to change it. I tattooed that shit on the side of my body. I got three different Empire tattoos. It's Kasabian Empire. I got my interior design company, Kasabian's Empire Designs, the record company, Kasabian's Empire Records. We have a store that we're about to open, a furniture store we're opening. The Empire is growing, and we're going to put out a show. But we're going to do it on YouTube independently because I like the independent feel, because I'm not going to have nobody tell me when to go shop. You know what I mean?
Right.
Doing the Kardashian shit. We ain't going to go have fucking frozen yogurt every Thursday in the same spot with the cameras on my face and people in my house. I'm good. I ain't doing scripted. Yeah. We live in real life. There's going to be some yelling. There's going to be some cussing, some ass whoopings handed out when kids get out of line. You know, there's going to be some real life shit. But at the same time, it's going to be uplifting to see what a real family looks like these days. Like, people out of their fucking minds think we live in driving Bentleys and Aston Martins all the time.
Yeah, that's true. So, do you, what do you think about, because I know I've been trying to put together a reality show, it's just as far as, kind of like the rap life, period. I know there's another show that just came out, I don't know if you've seen it, Jermaine Dupri, The Rap Game. What do you think about that?
I'll tell you the truth, I haven't seen it. We don't watch TV. We have Apple TV, so we check out Hulu and Netflix lightly. I've tried to stay away from TV. I think TV is very corrupted. I just feel like all the marketing has just got a little too out of hand, and I'm trying to teach my kids how to read more. I had a problem with reading in school. I'm a writer, and I have time reading. I lose pace. I just don't like to do it, and I wanted to make sure that I didn't pass that trait on to my kids. So I tell them, you know, knowledge is king. And where do you get knowledge from?
Right.
Books. Everybody thinks you get knowledge from the internet. The internet's a tool that you use, but unless you know the basics, the internet ain't shit. Like, because people use it for the wrong things all the time. So if you read books and learn your history and learn the truth about what's going on, you know, you can excel, especially in times like right now where the internet runs everything we do. I definitely will look into it because I do want to see it. I mean, our show is going to be about, struggling. I consider myself a struggling artist. I never say I'm a successful artist because I didn't blow, but I didn't want to be famous. The opportunity was in front of me. I don't like being told what to do, and I know you know that. Like, you know what it's like being on stage, having a manager and having promoters yelling at you and telling you where to stand every 5 minutes. Like, with stage monkeys and shit.
Right. Well, this show is kind of different. Jermaine Dupri is doing is kind of different because he's dealing with our youth. He's dealing with younger teenagers. He's dealing with, kids from, I would say, 9, 10 years old, probably up to 13, 14. I think he may have a 15 or 16-year-old on there, you know what I'm saying? And he's teaching them about the rap game, you know what I'm saying? He's making them, you know, get in the studio, making them write, you know what I'm saying? Letting them know that, you know, they got to write, you know, and things like that. Do you think that we're turning too much to reality TV and not living a realistic life?
Well, let me comment one thing on that show. I mean, that's Jermaine Dupri's lane. Jermaine made all his money. His bread and butter has been kids. Criss Cross, Bow Wow. You know what I'm saying? That's his shit. So, I mean, that doesn't surprise me that he's dealing with kids. The problem with reality TV is that it's not real TV. Like, I don't mind watching a sitcom, man, with some real comedy and some real, you know, compelling moments. You know, like, I miss the real Cosby's. I miss that shit. I miss every show we grew up with. Like, I didn't have my father. I grew up with my grandparents. I heard you earlier speaking about parents, and I live vicariously. TV. I believe, you know, I thought that's how you're supposed to live life. You know, the same way I saw all the white families having fun and all the black families having fun. You know, I always was like, well, where the fuck are the Puerto Ricans at? You know what I mean? So I wish we just had a better diversity of regular old fashioned TV, just good old writing and more realism. Like, I feel like people really believe that them TV shows where kids are all successful and parents are happy, like, that's bullshit, man. Carl Winslow was a police officer. That man was struggling. He worked every night. That man wasn't home all the time. That's real fucking life. All this shit where these kids are smiling with white teeth and fucking the newest toys and iPads and iPhones, that's not real, man. That's not real. As far as Jermaine's show and him doing a reality show with kids, I mean, more power to him as a producer. I know he needs the money because I know Dre and Eminem took his head off and Timbaland took his head off. Yeah, he disappeared real fucking quick. So, I mean, he going to need to do something. So I don't blame him, but I mean, if it's like Love and Hip Hop and all that bullshit, all that telenovela, soap opera shit, I'm good. I ain't going to waste my time with that ignorant shit. But, I mean, him with kids, that's per course for him. Like, that's what he does.
Yeah, right. I feel you. But you know, I do believe that, you know, with that with all this going around, I do believe that they're letting the reality show get out of hand because it's not sticking to the truth. It's like no one wants the truth.
And you know what? The big issue with that is that our culture lives through TV. These kids don't get out no more. I tell my kids to go out. We turn the TV off, man. There's days when we purge, no TV, decompress. You got to get away from that. If you live within the TV and you believe that that's how you're supposed to live, you know what that's caused? That's caused a whole nation of kids that are scared to have regular jobs, which is bullshit. You should be proud of your 9-to-5. All right, no matter where you work. You start off at McDonald's. If you're 35 years old and you're working at McDonald's, that's your fault. Because that's a kid's job to teach kids how to interact with people. You're supposed to figure out skills from that job and move on forward. And now you're embarrassed because when you was 17, 19, you didn't want to go work at McDonald's, right? Because you're a big, bad gangster, right? But you couldn't figure out how to sell dope and how to fucking get away from that. So now you can't even take a job at the fucking Republic or you can't take a job in a warehouse because you're too ashamed. Like, what the fuck? Hey, man, you need your kids, bro. You can't be out there putting your life at risk. Like, I ain't never going back to dope dealing. I'm good. I work a 9-to-5, and I got 3 companies. But you know what? Every job that I took before that got me to where I'm supposed to be. And reality TV keeps these kids blind from how life really is. It's difficult. School is expensive. School is hard. You have to apply yourself. You need to really, you know, open your eyes. There's nothing wrong with being a cashier. There's nothing wrong with being a manager at a Smith's. Or working the back at a store, like that, those are vital parts of companies, and you need to understand that one day you might be the bag boy and you could be the manager making some serious money. I got a friend that works with Smith's, and they make some real good money. You know what I mean? And they live a great life. And you know what? Proud of their job. And these kids out here, they scared to have to take a 9-to-5. They you know, girls out here hoeing. That shit got out of hand, man. Mm-hmm. They really think this is a fucking job, man. That's the saddest shit, bro. I swear to God, my daughters will never in their life have to, you know. I'm not going to say stoop to that level because that's not – I believe that, you know, everybody wants to do what they want to do. And, you know, it's America. You can. But my daughters, I'm teaching them how to be men mentally and women in every caring way that a woman needs to be. But I'm going to teach them to hustle. They're going to be better than me. They're going to be my 2.0 because they're going to have the looks of their mother and the hustle of me. Oh, my God. I created monsters. Are you kidding me? I made beats.
Yeah.
They're going to run the business world and finesse it the way I never could because I'm an asshole. So they'll know how to turn that shit on and off.
Right.
But they're not going to be ashamed
right.
of working a 9-to-5. I God forbid, my kids got brand new cars when they turn 16. They're going to get a piece of shit like I did. And they're going to learn how to change their oil and get dirty. These kids live these fake lives on TV getting chauffeured and driving these nice cars and shit. And that's not real, man. These kids really think that they can just wake up and they get it. That's the whole entitlement that we deal with. People really think they can get this shit free. Like you don't really think that if you just wake up tomorrow and go, yeah, I want this, man, there's a process. You can't just say I want this. Go look at how much it costs to buy a Bentley and find out how much it costs to change the oil. My boy, half the people in this damn city can't even afford to change the oil in them nice cars, man. They drive them to the fucking ground.
Right. Yeah, you're right. So are you saying that you saying we're spoiling our kids too quickly? We're making them think that is you know, we can hand them stuff on a platter?
I think it's entitlement. I think people really think that's how you're supposed to live. I think people really feel like they deserve to live like Kanye, but they forgot where Kanye came from. I think they really think they need to live like Kim and them, but they don't know what Kim and them went through to get there. Like, their father was an attorney, a very good attorney, who made a lot of fucking money, like, unless you came from the hood and became an attorney and started a law firm and defended some real life people, you ain't shit. You got to earn that. Like, I think people forgot. I'm telling you, getting dirty. People are scared to get dirty these days. People really are blinded to hard work. I mean, it takes, you know, like, people, you know, we got Floyd Mayweather in Vegas that everybody looks up to. But that boy wasn't always rich. That man busted his ass to get that shit. You might not like him. Yeah. You might even hate him. But you know what? That shit does take some serious work. The man learned the game, and he plays the game well, but that shit is a day and night hustle. If you got drive like that, then that's why you get that. If you don't drive like that, parent or child, I mean, you need to really talk to your children and tell them the truth. My son wants to play football. My son weighs like 60 pounds. That boy is not football material. And I tell him all the time, listen, it might not be for you. I'm behind you 100%. But you know what? In reality, you need to get your mind right, because if you get injured, you ain't shit. I got a cousin that plays right now for the Bills. He was on the Patriots team last year. But if he gets injured, you know he ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't matter. I mean, it's a crapshoot. There's 70 million kids that want to play football. But you know what? Out of those 70 million, fucking 25 of them might really go to school and have a real education and set themselves up with a real future.
Right.
Half
right.
the owners of them teams can't even throw a fucking football, but they balling. Everybody wants to be on TV and be famous, but the money ain't on TV. You don't know how many people it takes to run a TV show, and they all pay very, very well.
Yeah.
I learned that shit when I was out there doing music. I told myself I didn't want to be famous. I don't want to give up my life for a spotlight for a couple years. Fuck that, man. I was a tool. I didn't like that feeling. I refused to be that. I was away from my family all the time. And then when we got approached for the show, I was like, oh, my God, like, I'm going to put my kids through the same shit I'm going through that I don't like? No, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of money on the table. I turned out a lot of money. And we done struggled. And we look back and we go, damn, did we make a mistake? But I say, no, you know why? Because my kids are watching us struggle. And it's not a struggle. It's a hustle. You know what I mean? They're growing and they're learning. You know, they say the kids are not taught. Kids, they absorb. That's how kids learn. Kids don't learn from you telling them. They learn from watching us do and watching us work hard. So I hope that they see me busting my ass every day so that when they get older, they're not scared to bust their ass.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. So listen. Tell everybody what's going on with the music right now. I know you were saying you was working on another CD and everything. Where's the situation on that?
So I took 2 years off from music when I was trying to get my health together. I gained a lot of weight from being on the road, and I took a big break. I put out No Sleep. We toured everywhere. We had shows every night. I mean, life was going crazy, way too fast. One day I saw myself on stage, and I just didn't look like me anymore. So I took a hiatus. I lost a bunch of weight. Then I put together No Sleep 2. I put together No Sleep 2 in like 6 weeks, but I didn't release it for about a year, and that came out back in September. And that's worldwide. I made number 27 on iTunes. I'm on every store. I mean, anybody that uses CD Baby or any type of internet distributing, they know where I'm at. I'm everywhere. And I've been blessed because I got sued by Sony. My name is Kasabian by birth. They have a group named Kasabian. When I first started doing music, that group wasn't shit. But they got the trademark to the name, and they tied it to something, just legal shit that I couldn't stop. But it's all right. So now my name is Kasabian Lavo, and I took the last
Kasabian
name from
Lavo. Okay.
So I took that from Hector Lavo, the Puerto Rican salsa singer. I mean, he's a great influence in my music. I don't do any Spanish music. I never have. I probably never will. But I listen to Spanish music. I grew up on Spanish music. You know what I mean? I'm a child of the 80s and 90s. So I'm a hip hop head with salsa mix. Like in my house, when the house was getting clean, they play salsa music. I ain't listen to oldies. So salsa is deep in the blood. So Kasabian Lavo, I'm paying homage back to my people. Excuse me. But No Sleep 2 is out. When it first came out, it was killing. And then with the lawsuit from Sony with the cease and desist, we had to take it down and get it back up. Nonetheless, I still hit number 27 on the iTunes charts. I was very proud of them numbers, all by myself. It's difficult by yourself with no team. And the business side of music's a motherfucker. Like, honestly, music is tough by yourself. But you know what? It's easier when you have a strong family, at least as a backbone. And right now I'm working on Who Am I? That's going to be my next album. That'll be out soon. You're going to be on that album. And that's for sure. Ain't no doubt about it. We got a few more videos for No Sleep 2. The video for Unstoppable is on YouTube now, so look up Sabian Lavo, Unstoppable. The video is great. Everything is filmed here in Vegas on the east side. That's where I'm from. I'm from New York originally, but, you know, I grew up on the east side of Vegas, and I'll forever shoot every video that I have on the east side of Vegas just because I love that part of town, and I'm going to try to change that part of town the best I can. So you'll always see me shooting my videos and doing photo shoots on that part of town just so I can, you know, pay homage. Like I feel like a hometown celebrity when I go back over there, man. It's lovely. It's a great feeling the way people embrace you. And the next album, I mean, this year I'm trying to run. I feel like I don't have enough time anymore, man. I'm about to be 30. I've been doing music since I was 12. Like I was saying on Facebook earlier, when I met you and we did Grammy Old Man, you interviewed me, and you were my first real interview that wasn't like some bootleg, you know, handy cam in the hood. You know, I sat down, we had a microphone, we talked. You asked me some serious questions, and back then, like, I watched the interview just on YouTube, and back then, I wanted to bring everybody together.
Yeah.
Like, I really thought I could bring everyone together and we could start a movement, you know what I mean? Because it takes a movement to really make, you know, noise. And
it do.
That didn't work at all. And
no.
It's a motherfucker. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean back then, you know, I kind of thought bringing everybody together, you know, trying to do, I mean, once you think about it, you know, it's like, you know, we was doing reality shows back before reality shows was even out. You know what I'm saying? Perfect. And everything. You know, people then wasn't really catching on. People thought it was a fly by night. If we'd have kept on doing what we were doing, man, ain't no telling where we would be at by now.
You know what? I think it all happened for a reason. Let me tell you the truth, because I feel like we could have blown up, but the people that we were with, I mean, you can see who we still with now. Half my team gone.
Yeah.
We ain't what we was. And
right.
You know, I met y'all was actually, y'all were going to do a play, and y'all were doing, y'all had a little thing right there at Cashman Center. Y'all were doing rehearsals and whatnot, and y'all had artists come through. And you were like,
yeah.
I remember the question you asked me. I'll never forget the question you asked me. You were like, yeah, would you play another artist's stage? And that shit took me fucking back. I got to never forget that because that was the craziest shit I ever heard. Like, as a hip-hop artist, would I play another artist? Shit.
That's
fucking crazy. Like, to this day, I still can't even answer that shit honestly because, I mean, that's not, you know, as hip-hop, we have big egos. So that'd be hard for me. Like, who would I play? I still don't know. I still couldn't even answer you that question. But that's how we met, and I thought that was, you know, that was me networking, getting out there, trying to do things. And I had a solid squad. I still fuck with people. Like, you know, my artist, Ro, he went off to do his own thing. My brother, Crazy, he's still doing his thing. You know, bless him for doing his thing, and he killing. I still fuck with you. You still doing your thing, you know.
Right.
My boy, Keys, we had a fallout, but it was besides the music. It was other shit. And I know he's still producing, and good for him because he's still making moves. My boy Gilbert, that was my filmographer and our editor, he's moved on to other ventures. But, you know, that's what happens when we grow up, you know, because we all thought we was going to blow up overnight. But everybody I fucked with has still been successful. I don't know if we could say that for other people that were in groups. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, our people are still pushing forward. At least my true A1, day ones are still moving forward. A lot of other people that I've seen come and go have literally just done that, come and go.
Right. Yeah, that's really what didn't happen. They came and go. I mean, I've seen a lot of people come and go in this game. People that I've started out with, you know, back when I was putting on shows, you know, people forget, you know, they forget, you know, some of the history. You know, I know one day people was telling me, like, yo, Fat, you know, you didn't help put out some history. You know, I mean, I was putting on a lot of cats over there at, over here on, when they had the Hookah Palace over here on Cambridge and Flamingo. You know, I used to have that joker. You know, I used to get the Hookah Palace, you know, back before anybody really even knew about it. I was getting the Hookah Palace back in, 03, 04. You know what I'm saying? And I was running 19 acts across that stage in the course of a night with no problem, no haterism, no BS, you know what I'm saying? And it just you know, I'm talking about, you know, Quad Ear and you know, Trigger and you know, Big Thieve, you know, all the legends that was out here, you know what I'm saying? Those are the people that I was dealing with and coming up with, you know, and doing shows with, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. But, you know, it just seems like the excitement is gone. The hunger is gone. It seems like it's more of. Say what now?
They really think they think that they're supposed to be stars without putting in the work just because they come to a show with 30 of their cousins, and that's bullshit. Because, but see, I'm not an internet type dude, bro. I could never be Facebook famous, MySpace famous. I could never do it. And that's what fucked up music, especially in Vegas. These motherfuckers was really out there taking pictures on the strip, and people that ain't from here don't understand that these motherfuckers really live at home with their mama. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's certain motherfuckers out there that I got problems with right now. A nigga 35 years old living at home with his mom, and he got YouTube videos where you can hear his mama yelling in the back, telling him to shut the fuck up. But he out there telling everybody to run Vegas. Like, come on, bro, get the fuck out of here. Like, you might be able to fool people on YouTube and shit with all your views you pay for, but in real life, you ain't shit, bro. And that's the problem that fucked up music. They started to believe they own fucking lies. Like, these motherfuckers really believe that they was really doing it big, bro, by renting a fucking room at the fucking, at the Palms place. Like, yo, my boy, anybody could do that. Anybody could do that.
Like, anybody could do that. Shoot a video, all of that.
They really, I'm telling you, they're the biggest fucking liars. And that's hip-hop, though. Hip-hop was built on fake it till you make it. But these motherfuckers out here are delusional, bruh. Fucking delusional.
Yeah.
And the game has changed because when I came into hip-hop, we was drug dealers. Now these motherfuckers are drug users. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it ain't the same. It ain't like smoking some weed and drinking. Nah, they doing some heavy fucking drugs. And I really think that they're in a little zone of their own, and they really feel like they really the shit. And I'm like, bro, have you heard your fucking music? Like, you can talk shit all you want. I might not be famous in town, but across this globe, I'm very well known, and I'm welcome with open arms. I just don't be sitting online all day because I have a real fucking life, and I got a job, and I got kids to tend to. So if you got time to sit on fucking Facebook all day, good for you. Do the Facebook stunt and all you want, but I'm doing real life shit. That's why I'm opening a store, because I can't. You see, I'm changing the community. I'm putting work out while you out there boyfriend pimping and shit. Because that's the cutest shit I've ever seen in my life. Boyfriend pimps. When the fuck that shit started?
Started what?
Boyfriend pimping.
Boyfriend pimping.
Yeah. How you going to have a bitch that you fuck, but you selling her pussy too? Hey, bro, these kids got the game all wrong, bro. Back when we was coming up, a dope dealer was a dope dealer. A jack boy was a jack boy. A pimp was a pimp. That's all he did. We stayed in our lane.
Right.
When I needed a hoe, I hit up a pimp. If somebody hit me up and said, yo, I need some dope, I got you. Hey, yo, can you give me a skirt? No, let me make a call for you. I'm going to call one of the homies to take care of you. You see what I'm saying? We had a network. It was a business out there. You know what I'm saying? I had pimp friends hit me up and say, yo, my boy, can you take care of one of my Johns? I got you. It's not a big deal. We link up.
Right.
We look out for one another. Wasn't no snitching. All that snitching shit, man, that's for the fucking birds. We didn't do that. Now, motherfuckers on Facebook selling weed. Come on, man. What the fuck part of the game is that?
Man, I ain't never heard no shit like that.
Nick, bro, that shit blows my grandpa rolling in the grave right now. That's you dry snitching on yourself. How the fuck are you going to tell people you got fire on deck and you'll deliver? Motherfucker, Metro got a Facebook page, bro. You act like they don't see that shit? Come on. Then they talk about free my niggas. For what? For what? Dumbass motherfucker was on Facebook stunting. He had it coming.
Well, my thing is this, bro. What do you think the game is lacking here in Vegas? I mean, I know it's lacking a lot in Vegas because I get a lot of feedback, you know, off that, man. I didn't heard you say something about me on your radio show and this, that, and the other. Now, granted, this motherfucker's been my friend on Facebook for I don't know how many years, but as soon as you hear me say something about you on my radio show, on my syndicated radio show, which is heard worldwide, now you want to hit me up in my inbox and say, well, what's up, man? How come you blah, 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 blah? I'm about the positive shit. I told him, I said, you show me some positive shit going on here in Vegas, and I'm down with you. But other than that, it's my opinion. And if you got a problem with it, I said, who's your radio show and who are you anyway? I said, because I've probably talked about you before.
Real shit.
You know, I'm not tucking my tail. I'm not biting my tongue when it's that and the other. If it's something that I done said, they come after me about it or let me know. Not necessarily come after me about it. We could discuss it. But you can't doubt me of my own opinion.
And that, you know what? But that's the problem. They're too sensitive. Hip-hop artists feel like they deserve everything. And you know what? You got to earn it. You got to earn your title. You got to earn your spot. You got to earn being called a friend. You got to earn being called a father. You got to earn being called a brother. You got to earn being called an MC. You have to earn being called an artist. People forgot to earn because they fucking living through this fake Facebook, Instagram, Twitter shit, and they don't know what real life is like anymore because they really believe the fucking lies.
Yeah.
Bro, bootleg Giuseppe shoes cost like $25, and they look the same as the $1,200 ones. There's a lot of fake Giuseppe shoes out there, my boy. There's a lot of fake fucking belts out there, my boy. These niggas, you know, you could talk that shit, but my boy, you still shopping at goddamn Ross in bootleg ass t-shirts and shit. Keep it 1,000, man. I shop at thrift stores. I don't give a fuck about no clothes because I'm balling. But you ain't never going to know that. That ain't none of your fucking business. I got a house in a neighborhood. Matter of fact, I'm about 2 blocks away from Floyd Mayweather. And there's very few people that have been to my house. And ain't none of their fucking business really where I'm at. But I'm telling you right now, my money, I don't need to wear my money. I'm good. There's no need. I've grown up.
Right.
And to tell you what Vegas is lacking, I'm going to tell you what Vegas is lacking. And it's not the artist. It's not the artist. One, it takes a dedicated plan. You need to sit down and have a plan. This is from an artist that's been doing music for a long time. You need a plan. You need a team. You need to know somebody. The music game is a who you know, not what you know or how you do it. It's always who you know. It's how it's always been. There's a reason why certain artists have made it from this town. I'm not going to speak on his name. I'm proud of him for making it, but I remember when he was asking me to come to my studio, and I had his mom on my phone asking to come if they could come record at my studio, and I said no because I didn't like that type of music. So good for them.
Okay.
But when your mama was a manager and when your mama worked for the radio and when your mama worked for BET and all of a sudden you blow up, you see what I'm saying? It makes sense. So I'm not hating. I'm just saying
right.
You did it right. You did it right. There's a proper channel that you must go through. That's one thing. Two, we live in an entertainment city. People don't like hip-hop music. It's a fact. Kanye does music that people like because he took it and changed it. You know, and I use Kanye as an example because Kanye might be the first rapper to really get a show on the strip every other fucking night. And white people love that shit. And I got to stop saying white people, black people. That shit don't matter. People love that shit regardless. But
right.
People don't understand that. Hip-hop is boring. There's very few hip-hop artists that put on good shows anymore. Flavor Flav can play 57 instruments. His stage game is through the roof. Man, motherfuckers out here don't even know how to count fucking bars. Let alone play instruments. You see what I'm saying? Now, being in a city that's full of entertainment, what you need to focus on is building your brand outside of this city. Don't worry about Las Vegas. Las Vegas will open their arms to you after you come back. You need to leave. There's a reason why people are willing to drive 2 hours in Colorado to come see you. People are willing to drive 3 or 4 hours in California to come see you. People will drive because there's nothing to do. We live in Las Vegas where you can take a 10-minute drive anywhere and have something to do. So what are you offering people that they can't get 10 minutes away from wherever they are? You really can't offer shit. Oh, Big Whoop, you fucking rapping. You better go out there on the strip and do it, my boy. That shit ain't doing shit for nobody. And that's real shit. You got to learn how to you got to get away from Vegas. It's too busy of a city. You have nothing to offer. Until you can offer something that the strip has never seen, which is impossible. you got to get out of here. I've done the corporate gigs. I've been on the strip. I had a show at the Plaza, which I might be starting back up. I mean, that's first news on here. I'm telling you right now, the Plaza hit me up, and I hit them back, and we might be doing a storytellers type show, and I'm going to have a vodka bar. It'll be the Sabian Empire Bar, and you go come out and have some nice vodka, and I'll tell you about my music, and I'll perform my music to quaint crowds every night, maybe once a week for about half hour, 45 minutes, right next to Oscar Goodman's restaurant. See, that's what I'm bringing. Now, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
You got to do something different.
Exactly. Exactly.
3 to 4 hours in other cities to come see us, and they just know us because of our Facebook and our Reverb pages, and they show us so much love, and they're real fans because they love music, and they just want to have a good time, and if you can give them a good show, you'll always keep and have a fan if you can give them a good time. Being
right.
In Vegas, it's fucking hard, bro, when people can go to the strip for real and have a good time with $20, $30. It's hard to entice somebody to come see a nobody ass. And you know what? Wake the fuck up. You nobody. That's just how it is. You're a nobody until you do something that people fucking appreciate.
Right.
And that's just how it is. It, no matter if you're a battle rapper, a poet, a spoken word artist, a R&B singer, rapper, a musician, that just is what it is. You got to do something different. And you can't do it here in town because our underground scene is just that, underground. Ain't no money in it. And no fucking money in it. That's why I don't go out. I can't go out to these local shows. Like, shout out to everybody that does it. You know, God bless, and I hope y'all do better every year.
I mean, big shout out to people who's doing shows, you know, at the Attic and this and the other and everything. I can't do that. I've done that before, been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? My thing is when you have a manager and things like that, is your manager is supposed to be able to take you to the next level. You know,
right.
It's supposed to be able to elevate your game. If your manager is not elevating your game, then why have a manager?
Right, you're just getting used. But then, you know, there's a certain combination. It takes talent plus management. So you might have a team, but then you got to really reevaluate what you're doing. Maybe you're not meant to be on stage. You know what I'm saying? And there's no shame in that. You know how much money the guys that wire the stage for you make? That's a $27 an hour job. And all you work is like three or 4 hours, and you get paid great money. You know, the guys that do the lighting get paid great money. The guys that tune the speakers for you get paid great money. You might not be like, there's a few artists in town that have management, and they're keeping their artists going. But I'll be honest with you, it's fucking trash. I'm just not the one to name drop, so I'm just speaking my mind, but I'm not going to, because I can't knock nobody's hustle, because, you see, I do interior design, and people, you know, I get all the time, oh, that's gay, or I can't believe you do some shit like that, like, how you do that, like, you know what, I make amazing money doing what I do, and I can't judge what you do, so I just ask not to judge what I do, and if you don't like my music, don't like it, I don't give a fuck, but I'll tell you this,
right.
you trash, and it ain't going to be me that's going to tell you, the people are going to tell you, you can lie, and put up all the fucking pictures you want, and you can throw all the parties you want and do all the fake radio interviews, because there's a bunch of fake radio shows out there, and I know you know because you've been out here doing it. You see these fake motherfuckers out here. But they really blow up their heads, and it's just like sometimes you got to walk away from music. And I give props to the artists that have been able to step away and do other things. The thing is, I do music because I love it. I'm not chasing the fame anymore. I make decent money putting out my music by myself. And I'm happy for myself. I don't put out music for myself. I put out my music for others. So I do expect to make money. And I'm not looking for fame anymore. I think people got to realize that fame is it's a drug. And if you want that, chase it. But it's a hard motherfucker to catch. And it's very few selected people that will get it. And if you want it, more power to you. But for me, I don't want to be famous for music. I'm an entertainer. I want to be in movies. I would love to do plays. I want to do TV. I've written 2 books. They'll be published soon. I'm writing a movie right now. I got 1 screenplay done. It's in review. I mean, I'm doing things. I'm an entertainer. That's what I'm going to do. And my family will put out our reality show. The Empire Family TV show is coming. But we're going to do it on the internet. our way. So it's going to be guerrilla style. You're going to see it at the store. My wife is a couponer. Y'all going to get a real in-depth, detailed view of what couponing is. Y'all going to see what it's like to be four kids in a house with a strict-ass father and a strict mother that wants their children to do better than them. You will learn
right.
what it's like to be the son and the daughter of an ex-drug dealer that turned entrepreneur. That's a very successful businessman. My goal this year is to get on that list of top 30 under 30. I'm going to hit that motherfucking list. That's my goal. I'm going to put out three or four more albums this year, but I'm going to hit the top 30 under 30. The money I'm about to make this year is going to be amazing, and the people I'll be able to help with my money, it's going to be crazy. I have a foundation. A lot of rappers don't give back. I give back. We take care of families in need. I'll furnish your house. I'll redesign your entire house for you if you're in need. That's what we do every year, the Empire family. Last year, me and my boys went down to the Skid Row on Thanksgiving, man. We fed almost 100 people. The news came. We told the news to fuck off. I didn't want no cameras in my face for that. I didn't do that shit for no fame. You didn't see me post that shit on Facebook. I talked about it after the fact because I want to inspire people. I didn't want to do it for likes and shit. I could give a fuck. I don't need your likes. That's petty. I want you to go out and do it now. I want you to see that I didn't use nobody's money. I didn't use no food stamps. I used my money, my hard-earned cash. I spent like $700, and we cooked it. Me and my wife cooked it, and my little girls made muffins and shit, and we hit the block, and we fed people. And it wasn't like I'm not better than nobody. I'm just saying we got to learn how to give back to get. You know, you fucking greedy artists don't understand until you start giving. You ain't going to get shit. And you got to understand that not everybody's meant to be a fucking artist. You ain't all meant to be artists. It's not in the card, man. Trust me. If we was all meant to be rappers and be on top, there would be no top. There would be no Jay-Z. There would be no Eminem. There'd be no Nas. There'd be none of that if everybody was meant to be on top. The moon got aligned with Jupiter and Mars, and a fucking alien got to bounce off a satellite and get hit in the fucking head, and a black cat got to get ran over by a Mack truck, and you might get a deal. And you might come out. You might, just fucking might, if the goddamn if there's enough salt in the sea. But, man, look, there's other lanes and other avenues. Writing music makes a lot more money than performing. If you just write good music, write good hooks, you can get paid out the ass for that shit. Sit in the back. You know, we got to be fans again. There's no more fans. Everybody's an artist. There's no fans in hip-hop no more. It's fucking, and hip-hop right now is fucking depressing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. People say hip hop is dying. It's losing something.
I don't say it's dying. What it is that this is the evolution of music, and right now it's very, very commercial and watered down. And when I say commercial, I mean anything could become commercial. You know what I'm saying? Like underground always becomes commercial because it becomes popular, but hip-hop isn't about the struggle anymore. Like, remember when we were rapping on the block? Like, when I came up, I was battling in the street. Wasn't no cameras when we battled. We was just talking shit and rapping. But we was talking about our hard times because we grew up in housing. We grew up on food stamps. Like, there's very few kids that going to know what it's like to get that blue food stamp, the $10 food stamp, and go to the store and say, yo, my grandma said I need a pack of Newport shorts and I need this milk.
Yeah.
And she said I'm going to pay with this food stamp, but you going to ring me up. Kids don't know that shit. They don't know that embarrassment. They don't know about flipping the lights on and roaches being everywhere. Okay?
Right.
You don't understand what that shit was. You don't know what the drive to get out of the hood. When I made my money and I was able to get out of the hood, my babies were – I just had my youngest daughter, and we finally got everything we wanted. And it took me years to accomplish this shit. And I'll never go back to that shit. And I don't say it in a bad way. I say it in a way to inspire others that you can get out. And you don't got to be that ignorant motherfucker. Like, there's a reason why people turn their fucking nose at you when you talk stupid and when you go outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you dress and act a certain type of way, yeah, you will get treated that way. I think it's time to elevate and be smart about it. You see, the difference is you should be able to visit the hood, not be stuck in the hood. I get respect. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't disrespect nobody. As long as you don't disrespect me, I'm not going to disrespect you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up around a lot of OGs that taught me, you know what? You just hold your own. You keep your head up wherever you go. It might not be your hood. As long as you show respect, you good. Don't ever show you pussy. If you ever show that, you done. You like fucking meat to a dog. You done. But the problem is that these motherfuckers really think that dope dealing and pimping is the way to go. And if that's what you think, man, more power to you. But let's be honest. There's a lot more money out in this world, and you can do something with yourself. Because sucking dick, Jesus Christ, that's all you got, bitch? What the fuck are you alive for?
Yeah.
You ain't giving nothing to society.
Exactly. So listen, if there's a, because I know it is some young and up and coming artists, man, that's listening to you now and everything. What type of advice would you give them, man, to keep on going? Because I know right now, man, we got so much going on. You know, I mean, it's getting to where a man can't even ask the woman out on a date anymore seriously because we are not being taken seriously as men. So what would you tell that young man out there that's trying to, you know, make his place in life, get into the music industry, or, you know, at least trying to make a difference in the music industry?
Well, I tell, you know, now being a father, I feel like being a father, I've learned a lot from myself. And I think fatherhood has been the biggest test of my life. And being a father, there's no such thing as a manual for being a father. So when I hear about up-and-coming artists, like I got little cousins that sing, and the way I talk to my sons, like I said, my son wants to play football, so I look at him and I use him as an example. Any youngin' out there that wants to do music, just be true to yourself as an artist and do something new. We need new. If you don't respect yourself, guess what happens? Nobody will respect you, period. You need to respect yourself. And if you have your own sound, create your own sound. Show people what you got. That's what made hip-hop. We were expressing ourselves. Everybody sounds the fucking same now. You got to be different. If everybody's going that way, go this way. Okay? I'm not saying go completely off the fucking Richter. But sometimes you got to do that. And you need to be inspiring. And you got to remember that when we rap and we do our music and we show you the struggle, we're not telling you to go out and do this shit. We're telling you what we went through so you don't go through it. Like the biggest shit that Jay-Z ever said, I sold dope, so Jay-Z sold crack, so you wouldn't, right? Okay. By the time I heard that shit, I was in the game too long. Wasn't no turning back. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, yeah, we come from those bad paths. We're not saying go get a gun and go out there and do it. Talk about your life. You know, times have changed. You live on the internet, so sometimes you got to speak about what you do. Show people what it is to be, what's the struggle now? I don't know. I don't know if they struggle because I'm in the business world now. And it'd be hard for me to rap about the business world and political world on music. Like, when I write my music, I go back, I reminisce over all the shit I've been through because I could write book on top of book on top of book. But I always got to be true to myself. My hip-hop, my music has never changed. I've made it through the Jerkin' movement. I made it through the emo Drake movement. You know what I'm saying? Through the auto-tune shit. I fuck with auto-tune because I like the way it makes my voice sound. But I didn't do, like, auto-tune albums. I respect T-Pain. I respect Lil Wayne. I respect Kanye for doing it. But it wasn't my shit to put out a full album like that. My hip-hop doesn't sound the same. I've evolved as an artist, and that's what you should always chase, the evolution of art. I mean, it's entertaining, so you have to entertain. Now, you sitting there acting like you got to sound like the next man?
Right.
You ain't going to do nothing. So keep your head up. Stay sharp. Don't be afraid to ask for help. That was one of my biggest problems in music. That was my flaw. I thought I knew it all. I ain't no shit. And I still don't. I ask for help now more than I ever did. I'm almost 30 years old.
Right.
I ask for help because I want to learn. You see, you need to keep people around you that are pushing towards, if not the same dream, at least elevation within themselves. You got to reach for the next one. So if you're sitting there hustling and you think you ain't going to make it, hey, man, approach music differently. Talk about what you know. Don't fake it. Don't go out there doing shit that's going to get you hurt, man. I see kids getting hurt out here for no reason. Good kids with good backgrounds. We didn't have
that. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Everybody I know got a background, like a real background, bro.
Right.
Stab, shot, been there, done that. Played with guns when I was too young. I look back now, I was 13 out there with a fucking pistol. What the fuck was I thinking? I'll beat the shit out of my son if I found out he had a gun. You kidding me?
Right.
These kids out here
thinking
it's fun. You know?
Exactly.
Fucking problems. Like, these youngins like to blame everybody else. Look in the mirror. You got to look in the mirror. Stop blaming the police for fucking whooping your ass. You shouldn't have been in the first place. All right? Stop blaming the artists that are on the radio for you not being on the radio. Do better. Look in the fucking mirror and say, I'm going to do better. Because the only person stopping you is you. Be yourself. Reach and do better. Stop sitting there bitching and whining because that's female shit. And females need to cut that shit out too. It goes the same for female artists. Be yourself, do better, and always reach. You got to go further and beyond. If you did one song today and you think it's then make sure your next song is fucking fire. I'm talking about California burning down, freeway shut down, fire. San Andreas,
right.
Fucking fault line done split in half. Oh shit, this the one that's going to break me. And then the fucking next one got to be like that too. Or if you like me, you hate all your music, but that shit be crack every time. Because I'm my own worst critic. But it's about evolution, though. So always be yourself, push forward, you know, and do better. You got to do better.
Exactly, exactly. Well, yo, everybody, this is my man, Kasabian. He's been on here, man. Tell everybody where they can go download your music and find your music at.
Man, I'm everywhere. I'm on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Google Play. Just look up Kasabian Lavo, Kasabian Lavo, Lavoe. No Sleep 2 is the album. The next one coming. If you want to catch the video, it's on YouTube. Look up Kasabian Lavo, Unstoppable. I mean, you know, it's your boy out there doing his thing on the east side of Vegas. Shout out to the east side. Shout out to everybody out there that did it. Everybody that's doing it and everybody that's coming after me. Check out the SoundCloud. There's a couple tracks on there from way back when. That's the real Kasabian. My Facebook, man. Look up Kasabian Lavo on Facebook. Keep you up to date. If you got a house and you need that motherfucker to look nice, hit up your boy, KEDLV.com. Kasabian's Empire Designs. Store's opening soon, so if y'all need some furniture, come hit me up. We're going to be doing financing and everything for you people. That's going to be this old stuff. So keep an eye out for that. And then the Empire family, that'll be on YouTube soon. We coming, and we're about to make noise. And, you know, just watch out. The family is strong. And, you know, Empire is serious. I've been Empire. I'll stay Empire. I'm dying Empire. And that's to the casket drop. It's Empire. No TV show, no cookie, no TV set. This is what it is. Empire. We here. This is Empire.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. We appreciate you being on the show, man. And if there's anything that we can do here on Live After Five, man, you definitely let us know. All right, man.
Always, Fat Man. It's always a pleasure, man. You know, you a brother to me. I respect you. You a OG to me. You know, you've always been there for me. We gonna do some music this time around. You gonna host my next video. You the king of the BBWs. So I gotta fuck with you for that already. Everybody gotta know that shit. That my big bro is gonna. This next video gonna be so bananas, bro. We're gonna fuck up the whole world with this.
It's going down. It's going down. It's going down, man. Well, keep me in touch, man, and I'll be in touch with you by the end of the week, man. God bless.
Always. Always. Bless up.
East Coast girls, West Coast girls, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, all ladies, if you click and you're down with the click, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, girls with big titties in Las Vegas City, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, if you got a big butt, not giving a fuck, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, hey ladies, thick at the hips, fat at your lips, and fully equipped, got chunk in your trunk, listen to this, I'll tell you a first and you never forget. Now, peep, pop it on a headstand, so I can sit back and smack that ass like a fat man. I know you see me rolling in my caddy, girl, I'm just a big old pimp, just call me Pimp Fatty, girl. I'm stepping in the club with a mink throwback, and all the ladies look and say, what you looking at, Pimp Fatty in the club, about to blow a dub. All the ladies look at me and say, spitting dynamic game, about to blow their brain. All the ladies look at me and say, knuckle for knuckle, but I was born to tussle. All the ladies look at me and say, East Coast girls, West Coast girls, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, all ladies, if you click and you're down with the click, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, girls with big titties in Las Vegas City, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, if you got a big butt, not giving a fuck, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, can a nigga get a table dance? Butt naked from a chick dressing hot pants. I got four fat chicks in the booth. Now I'ma kick it to the young black youth. I'm getting kinda tipsy off these cheap ass drinks. Somebody smoking weed cause it sure do stink. We find out the bar, there's no more drinks. When it's all said and done, yo, who do you think? No more chicken in the club, man, these girls go trips. All the ladies look at me and say, when they making all that noise, just me and the boys. All the ladies look at me and say, new kid in town, about to lock it down. All the ladies look at me and say,
get down with the click. Coochie poppin' to the flow and say. Girls with big titties in Las Vegas City, coochie poppin' to the flow and say. If you got a big butt, not giving a fuck, coochie poppin' to the flow and say.